Welcome to News Kids. I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
Hi, it's Rose here. This week we are talking about the deadly crush that happened over the weekend in South Korea, migrants entering the UK and Taylor Swift. Hi, it's Rose here. Well, Halloween is supposed to be a fun event for young people and children around the world. But very sadly, things turned to tragedy in South Korea on Saturday night when more than 150 people died in a deadly crush. Thousands of mainly young people had converged in Itaewon in the centre of the South Korean capital of Seoul. It's a lively party spot with many narrow streets and alleys filled with bars and restaurants. Some accounts say more than 100,000 people had come to the area on that evening. From the early evening, social media messages were being posted online with people saying that the streets of the district were so crowded they felt unsafe. The first call to the local police from Itaewon came at 18:34 local time, several hours before the deadly crush took place in an alley off the main road. Videos show people converging into a narrow alleyway next to the Hamilton shopping mall, where the worst overcrowding was reported. There were at least 10 more emergency calls from the area in the next 3.5 hours. In the last call at 22:11, one of the briefest made, the caller said, "It feels like people can get crushed here." Minutes later, the deadly crush began. At about 22:15, a number of people on the sloping pathway fell over. Crowds pressing from both ends of the alleyway made it impossible to get out. Social media footage shows some people trying to climb up the sides of buildings to escape. Around 10:30, fire authorities said they received reports that 10 people were pushed down under the crowd and experiencing breathing difficulties. Videos from the scene show dozens of people attempting CPR on victims in the street. Dead bodies lay covered with blue sheets. Most of the people who died and were injured were just young adults and teenagers trying to have fun on the night out. Within hours of the tragedy unfolding, South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol had held an emergency meeting and announced an investigation into the cause of the crash. On Sunday morning, he announced a period of national mourning.
Hello, this is Isa. This week, there has been a lot of news coverage about border control and migrants to the UK. Earlier in the week, there was a sad incident at an immigration centre in Dover, in the UK. Two or three devices, which have been described as petrol bombs by a witness, were thrown by a suspect at the Home Office Migrant Centre. Two people who were inside the centre suffered from injuries, and the suspect was later found dead at a nearby petrol station. People from the centre were moved to a centre called Manston, which was already struggling. A very large number of migrants are crossing the English Channel and travelling from France to UK in small boats. So far this year, it is thought that nearly 40,000 people have made this journey. That is compared to the figure of 28,461 in 2021. And so the figure is increasing, and the government is under pressure as the system set up to support migrants when they arrive in the UK are struggling to cope. So why is this all happening? Well, there are a lot of reasons that people travel and try and live in the UK. Some are trying to escape war in their home countries, and some are trying to escape harassment that they face in their home countries because of their race or religion or political beliefs. These are refugees or asylum seekers. Some people try to come to the UK to have a better life, not because they are escaping war or persecution. They might come, for example, for better opportunities. These are migrants who might not face the same struggles in their home countries that refugees do, but they still have enough difficulties in their home countries that encourages them to leave and seek a better life elsewhere. So, what is the UK government doing about this? Well, Suella Braverman is the Home Secretary now, and as Home Secretary, she is in charge of immigration. So she decides which people get into the country and can make decisions around migrants and refugees. Some people are asking her to deal with the overcrowding at the Kent Migrant Centre by sending asylum seekers to hotels nearby whilst their claims are processed. Others are asking the government to provide people with safer journeys, as crossing the English Channel in small overcrowded boats is very dangerous. And many people are asking the government to limit how many people are allowed to enter the country to seek asylum. The previous Home Secretary had put forward a plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda to process their claims and reduce overcrowding in the UK. The plan was put in place to discourage people from crossing the English Channel, but so far migrant numbers have continued to rise and no flights to Rwanda have taken place. Suella Braverman, the current Home Secretary, says that she wants to continue with this plan of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda. She has been criticised by charity groups for wanting to do this.
Hello, this is Zara. This week, I'm going to be talking about Taylor Swift. She has broken a world record by becoming the first artist in history to have her songs make up the entire US top 10. Earlier in the week, the Billboard Hot 100 said that Taylor Swift has officially passed Drake, who had 9 of his songs in the top 10 last year. Taylor Swift herself was thrilled with this achievement and tweeted, 10 out of 10 on the Hot 100 on my 10th album. I am in shambles. Number 1 on the chart is Anti-Hero, which has become very popular, particularly on TikTok. Taylor Swift is popular in the UK as well, but she won't be breaking the same record in the UK charts because of stricter rules, which means only the 3 most popular songs on any given album are allowed to be in it. This rule was introduced after 16 of the 17 songs on Ed Sheeran's 2017 album got into the top 20.
I hope you enjoyed our show and thank you for listening.